Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soman, and I'll be your host today along with...
Kailash.
And Rohit.
And without further ado, let's begin. Today we're going to be talking about scalping, a practice in business where people essentially end up reselling high demand items for exorbitantly high prices. This practice started with ticket sales, but now has moved on to sneaker culture, clothes, and even technology. This has been quite a bother, and it's kind of come up lately after all of the next generation console resales. But it's been a pestering problem for quite a while, and some states have even passed legislation against it, but only for tickets. We're here to discuss everything about it and break it down for you.
All right. So basically, with scalping, people buy items that are on high demand, also referred to as have high hype, you know, hype culture. And typically, these are low supply items. And what these people do is that they take advantage of the limited product to sell out the stock. And then because it's gone and because there's still high demand for it, they can make the prices super high compared to retail, and people will buy it because there's high demand for this item. However, recently it's gotten so bad to the point where even items that are not supposed to be limited, such as the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and other technologies such as the NVIDIA RTX 30 series graphics cards. These items are not supposed to be limited whatsoever. In fact, I know specifically that PlayStation actually produced more PlayStation 5 units at launch than when they launched the PS4. However, scalpers are using bots to artificially sell out the stock and make it limited. For example, bots may be buying thousands of units at a time. And I know in like Britain, there's a scalping group that actually managed to secure more stock than certain individual retailers even have, which is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I think they managed to secure like 3,500 units of the PS5, which is nuts, because I'm pretty sure like big brand retailers like Walmart or Amazon don't have that much in stock right now. For them, I think they're completely sold out and they're waiting for like their next shipment. So, I mean, this is quite scummy in general. Like, even when we're talking about outside the context of it being bought to technology, you know, it has been scummy in when we're talking about it in terms of like sneaker culture and clothing. But then again, that's a practice that big brands are actually, you know, kind of encouraging. So it's a little bit different than what is happening with technology. In clothing or like with shoes, you can say that the big brands like purposely drop limited stock so that the hype around their products allows them to sell it at high prices from the beginning, which then gets resold for exorbitantly high prices later on. Now, when it comes to technology, it's different because these products are being manufactured as we speak. It's not a limited drop. So in some senses, what these scalpers are doing, first of all, it's a dumb business move. It's not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. Like, how many units can you acquire? If you're, you know, like, eventually, the people who want PS5s and Xbox Series X's can wait. You know, if you continue to acquire them as the stock comes in and, like, do it relentlessly, at one point, they're going to producers are going to outproduce you to the point where all your stock will be valueless because at one point retailers will be having, I mean, the hype will go down a little bit and retailers will start having these things in stock again, right?
Right. Even PlayStation, I believe they promised to have even more units up for sale before the end of this year. And there's only like 1 month left in this year too. That's probably going to be for the holiday season. Hopefully there will be like more on shelves, because I know Christmas time is it's always been like a big thing for launch day consoles. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, we discussed all that and all, and I feel like this is general information. What I want to ask is like, I want to delve deeper into this by asking a question as to what do you think perpetuated this specifically with the hype surrounding PS5 and Xbox Series X? I mean, scalpers aren't necessarily, you know, all stupid. They must have realized that this is not going to be a limited stock. Why would you think they went into this venture, you know, and started using bots to acquire all of these?
I think, honestly, I feel like the pandemic has something to do with it, because I feel like, you know, it's a lot harder to buy out physical in-store retail stock, because when the shelves are stocked, like, you can't just go up there and like carry out 30 PS5s without like the retailers batting an eye, especially with policies made, for example, like only one console per household. But it's a lot easier to abuse like weak network, weak website frameworks. For example, a lot of these sites, GameStop sites, Best Buy site, Walmart, Target, they all like immediately crashed from the amount of people and bots. In fact, GameStop site literally shut down and started banning IP addresses because it thought it was like getting like a malware attack or something. So because of that, because of limited like in-person stock compared to online stock, I think that's what really perpetuated this happening to a lot of technological releases recently.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this, Kailash?
So I can only speak personally, so the RTX cards, you know, there was massive hype, as we all know. Like, Nvidia created so much hype around it, saying that, you know, it was going to completely change gaming. And as it turned out, like, people actually, like, were really excited for this card. And, you know, midnight when the orders started, like, within a few minutes, it was completely sold out. And it's just been like that for roughly 2 months now.
Yeah.
That being said, scalpers mostly, I mean, obviously it's a wrong practice. They are creating artificial scarcity in order to make money. But at the same time, like, it's such an easy business opportunity for them just because of, like you guys were talking about, just because of the pandemic and the fact that, you know, you can't really get, like, you can't get it physically in a store. So that online format really just enables it. And there's no good way to fight it. Like, yeah, they're banning bot accounts and stuff, but people will find ways of doing this no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, personally, going a little bit further into that, with everything being online now due to the pandemic, I also think this is kind of a byproduct of, like, people wanting, you know, instant gratification. I mean, over time, as we've gone into the information age, this speaks to American consumerism as well, because what American consumerism has become over time, now that the 2010s are over, over the 2010s, it's become, you know, a process of instant gratification, especially during the holiday season. You know, everybody wants something and they want it now. And that in and of itself is kind of what helps increase the hype to such magnanimous proportions, because everything is easily available on the internet. And now it's not. So now we're thinking this is, you know, oh, such a big problem. Of course, what scalpers are doing is unethical, but this is also a little bit, you know, the byproduct of all of this is mostly because of American consumerism and people, you know, starting to get used to the idea of instant gratification. I mean, what if people could get over that, you know, first there wouldn't be any as much hype surrounding any product, and you know, we could just wait it out once stock comes in, because this isn't a limited drop like all of the other things where, okay, scalping might actually be a smart business move. This is something that is completely dumb, but it's somehow still able to sustain right now in the immediate moment because people want the product now.
Yeah, and that's kind of reflected when you see like the insane prices that people are willing to pay. Like, just I was on eBay the other day looking at the prices for PlayStation 5s and RTX cards. So for the graphics cards, like, what something that's supposed to cost like $500 is now like $2,000 or $2,500. And the sad part is people are willing to pay that, right? Same with the PlayStation 5. I've seen a PlayStation 5s going for up to like $3,500. And they're actually selling out like decently fast. The fact that people just can't wait for it to be in stock is, it just speaks to how much consumerism has changed people's viewpoints about spending more money that they don't like really have to spend.
Yeah, and then I feel like this would have this impacted our generation more than any other generation, because do you know that gamer culture is actually starting to kind of bloom with our age? And not only that, but we as children have been introduced to this idea of instant gratification. Of course, our parents are usually, you know, they haven't have been as used to that kind of idea. Some are, and some are actually willing to pay such exorbitant prices, but I feel like most households are being reasonable here and aren't, you know, going in to buy these products for what, a double, triple markup. I've seen prices that are three times as much as the retail price. It's insane.
Yeah, obviously there's not gonna be any like parents or grandmothers going onto eBay and buying a $3,500 PS5, but like, you know, maybe people, you know, even people that are experienced with resale might be trying to buy these and maybe sell it for even more than they bought it for, and other young adults that are really like frustrated with their current situation and everything. And they just really want that, you know, to like kind of relax.
Yeah, I mean, it's escapism, right? That's what video games provide in some sense. You know, you get to experience out of the world kind of things, or not only that, but like a story that's not as sucky and as boring as yours.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, daily life is meant to be boring. We're just now starting to get used to the idea that maybe it might not be through gaming, which is a little bit sad when you think about it from like a macrocosmic perspective. When you like kind of step out of your own shoes and look at it from a grand view, you see how sad that situation is getting.
So, do you think anything can really be done to prevent this?
I feel like things can be done, obviously, within the household. We can start trying to practice this the idea of like delayed gratification, but from a business standpoint, I don't think anything would be done, even from, you know, the original retailers themselves, because regardless of what the scalpers are doing, their product is selling like hotcakes. If anything, they're going to perpetuate this, or they're going to try and, you know, get this to happen more often. And I feel like this might start a very wrong trend in technology. Like, we might see this happening with other products in the future.
Yeah, I don't think retailers can really get their site infrastructure so secure that it could prevent them against these bots, because, you know, it's not that easy to differentiate between a bot coming online and a person coming online. And even like ignoring that, as we said, like, as long as like the retailers are not at a loss.
Yeah, they're
per se.
Go ahead.
But at the same time, I'm sure they also don't like independents making more money off of their stock than they are. But there's really nothing they can do about it. And if you try to restrict, you know, the right to resell something that is yours because you purchased it, I think that's taking away too much freedom, even though it is scummy and something that shouldn't be happening in the first place.
I mean, but it's happened before, though. Like, we've seen the banning of reselling in tickets, especially. Like, I'm pretty sure states like California, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Michigan, Ohio, I'm pretty sure they've banned this kind of practice. It's they have anti-scalping laws for tickets, not for other products. I hope the government might intervene, because this can, you know, quickly become a widespread disease. I don't want to see disease, because this might be categorizing it as too extreme a word, but it's not a good practice. I mean, in general, it's not a sustainable practice. It's not a good practice. But, you know, since the retailers are seeing their products sell like hotcakes, even if it is a bot coming onto their site and giving them money, they're getting the money at the end of the day. So, you know, it is what it is. They're probably going to end up doing very limited. They're going to take very limited action against it, probably.
I mean, right. You got to look at it from the public relations perspective. If consumers are not able to like get the products that those people are selling because of scalpers, then those people would just start to get a negative view of the company itself for like not being able to do much about the issue. And in the end, that's more damaging to them. If in the short term, sure, they'll make a lot of money from scalpers, but in the long term, it's going to really damage their reputation as a company. And that's the last thing they want, because it'll hurt their long time. Long time bottom line.
That's actually a very good point. Actually, considering that, I feel like the smartest move for them then would be to maintain some sort of dynamic equilibrium, right? Like, you know, at the same time, try and perpetuate this while the public support still exists. And when it looks like it's starting to, you know, the public support or like public relations with the company start to deteriorate, they start to take measures against it or something like that. I mean, that would be the most financially successful way to do it. You know, that would just at that point, the retailers would just really be milking the cash cow. But I mean, there's a lot of ways this can go. My prediction is the situation probably is going to head south unless there is any legislation passed against this practice, but we'll see.
I feel like the only real like foolproof way that like doesn't negatively affect like anybody's freedoms or anything would be, well, this is easier said than done. And it will take a lot of fortitude from people. But the only like solution per se would be for people to just not buy these raised price products. And you know, because if they did that, like all these scalpers, they'd basically be screwed. I mean, like they'd have stocks of 3,500 PS5s or whatever, and they just wouldn't be able to sell it. Unless they went back to retail price.
Yeah, which would then cost them
and
in
at
shipping.
At that point, they'd be making no... Yeah, exactly. They'd be losing money. So that's what it's going to take. And I don't think society is willing. I know a lot of people that I personally know are willing. But, you know, we can't speak for every human being that's interested.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're just gonna have to deal with the fact that such a thing is out there, regardless of whether or not there is actions taken against it, right? But I want to just have one last question before we end this off. Do you think this, at the end of the day, is like another one of the byproducts of us not having, you know, a responsible guide for internet use? Like, we got the internet a couple of decades ago, but we weren't really given a rule book to go, you know, like to abide by, and we're kind of restricting things as we go along the way that should have been restricted in the first place. Do you think this is one of those things that, I mean, should have been kind of already marked as unethical and kind of restricted?
I think, honestly, botting for a purchase, I think, should be restricted. Because, you know, like, there are some services that you can't even sign up for without doing, like, these annoying captures. And it's like, I'm not a robot, so.
I mean, bots are way more efficient than humans anyway, so odds are we're not going to get any products if this thing goes to, like, widespread. So I feel like this should be declared unethical now before this becomes out of hand later. But that's just my opinion, and Rohit's also. What about you, Kailash?
Yeah.
Do you have any final words?
So overall, looking at the situation, it seems obvious that this is like a major problem, right? Like, now it's coming into, I guess, the normal worldview. Everybody's able to see like what a big problem this is, because before it was just in marginal issues, right? It was in stuff like tickets, as you were saying, but now it's kind of, it's just happening with every popular product. That being said, companies will have to decide whether they want to help like support this or whether they want to take a stance against it, because either way they're gonna there's drawbacks to every side. Like, if they choose to support scalping, people will have a negative view of them. But if they don't support scalping, then they'll be losing out on money that's gonna be, like, that they could easily make. So that being said, like, companies face a tough choice now, whether they want to support this or whether they're against it. And that now, like, that's the, this is the time that these companies have to have that kind of reckoning.
I probably couldn't put it in better words. This is quite a crucial moment for this this particular type of business. So, I mean, you know, it's gonna have to be a big decisions are gonna have to be made. That's how we probably should end it off. Before we leave off, there's a really quick word from our sponsors. So stay tuned for our next episode, where we will discuss something new and break down everything for you. It would be appreciated if you guys could drop us a like and write us a review on your preferred platforms. Go check out our website for more information and check us out on Instagram. Share our podcast with your friends if you liked it. We're really grateful for those of you who've been tuned in so far, and we hope you guys can grow along with us on this journey wherever it takes us. And hit that outro!